ever self-consciously made her own self her chief subject is hardly a disadvantage. It is unclear whether it is deliberate that some of the poses curiously echo the Lautrec and especially Degas scenes of naked women, prostitutes, and brothels, and perhaps especially some of the photographs of the prostitutes of the New Orleans district of Storyville, their wares on display by the turn-of-the-last-century photographer E.J. Belloc. Here in the parlance of feminism, women were subjected to the male gaze, even at times a misogynist gaze. In Zigzag, though, this compilation does something which gives added depth to Woodman's images. Yes, there are the usual subjects, Woodman herself and occasionally her female peers, also pressed to join her in an unclothed state, and in our airbrushed universe, it is rather unexpected to see unabashed pubic and armpit hair casually displayed, let alone some curiously innocent self-examinations. But as the exhibition title indicates, the selection underlines the careful, almost geometric structure that underlines the seemingly artless, spontaneous groupings of adolescent or 20-something, languidly flinging themselves about in contradictory fashion. Her father, George, one half of the